Hey Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about the heart of the matter. Our scripture said, get us through the Bible in a year, Genesis 36, 1 through chapter 43, Psalm 11, 4 through 7, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, Matthew 13, 10 through 35. Again, we're going to be talking about the heart of the matter. Our focal scripture is going to come from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, which says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding. What is the essential difference between heart and mind? Many believe there is no difference, and that they are really the same thing. But I see a clear difference between the heart and the mind. The mind is a part of us that thinks and reasons. The heart is the part of us that contains our deep longings and desires. Although the mind is important, the heart is even more important because it's the engine room of our personality. The part from which comes our drive and motivation. That is why the Lord says the mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart. Matthew 12, 34. Jesus said that the words he spoke were the words given to him by the Father, as he tells us in John 14 and 24. Does this mean the Father wrote the words which he wanted Christ to say, and then Jesus had to learn them by heart? No. The heart of Jesus Christ was the very heart of God the Father. Consequently, the words Christ spoke were the exact expression of God's thought. Jesus' tongue was always in the rightful place. He spoke not from his head, but from his heart. His heart and his mind were one. Oswald Chambers put it like this: the heart is the central altar, and the mind is the outer court. What we offer on a central altar will show itself in due course through our outer extremities and personality. In the search for unity of purpose and integration, there is no doubt that the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, help us to be more like Jesus, to pass on to others not just the things that come from our head, but the things that flow out of our heart. Bring our hearts in closer contact with your heart. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this subject, look at Mark 7, 14 through 23, Proverbs 4, 23, and Romans 10, 10, and keep these two questions in mind. What comes from the heart? And two, what was Jesus teaching? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I hope to see you on the next Trail Ride.